We sure Minden Hall.
Fake Al Michaels followed me around during the vacation break, Giorgio.
Did he?
Yeah.
Alan Bull.
I tell you, I've heard from a lot of P1s who don't watch games on NBC the same anymore.
It's ruined me.
Really? Why?
Here, Jason Pierre-Paul.
Jason Pierre-Paul.
But he's always talked that way. Why now would people be...
But you put your magnifying glass on it and screwed it up.
What makes you think I have a magnifying glass, sir?
You did on that case.
All right, speaking of NFL announcers, earlier in the show we were talking about a little gift that Joe Buck gave the ticket while we were on vacation. It was during the Eagles game.
Eagles!
And it was out of hand and it was dead, right? So they just, Joe and Troy just basically talking to themselves. And it was after Romo's hand injury, and so Joe Buck makes a ticket reference. Well, we attempted to play the audio earlier in the show, and apparently we played part of a fireside chat or something. It was horrible audio. Well, now, thanks to P1 Brad C., we have a clean copy of the audio. So this will be the actual, this will be the first time that I've heard it when I can tell what he's saying. I've only heard reports of what he was saying. So here's Joe Buck and Troy talking during the Eagles game.
And at least the wrap for Romo is decreased in size as they've taken the ice off the back of that right hand.
You think that will be the most talked about right hand?
Yes.
This next week?
We'll be giving updates on it hourly. On the ticket. All your friends with the ticket.
Oh, it'll be.
How will tomorrow be?
I'll give you a report.
Okay. Fake Jerry will be talking to the fake Jason. End zone!
That's great.
Ticket!
The ticket! Friends of the ticket! Oh, that's such greatness. Boy, I've turned around on Joe Buck. I remember in the early days, it seemed like several years ago, I used to...
You're ragging on him.
But now he's so great. I like watching him do a game. And I now, the exact same thing that used to annoy me about him is the thing I love about him. The fact that he's so hands in the pocket, right. Bugs Bunny lazy-eyed, and a little bit above it all. I love that.
He plays it up. Like when we were in St. Louis for the World Series and you sent him a text because we were stalking him.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, hey, we'd like to get together. I need to borrow a little money. And his reply text was, I got plenty of money, but I'm busy tonight. He plays it up. That's funny. It's also good to know that when the sports world is looking for, I don't know, cowboy opinions or feedback in this town, they only think of the ticket.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Joe Buck didn't mention any other stations.
It's the radio station of record. Radio station of record.
Yes.
And we don't even have doors on our studio.
We're moving.
You guys, you haven't seen the new station, have you? The new facilities.
Not until we all, since we all toured it.
Whoa.
Since we all toured it.
Haven't done that yet.
Two months ago. Already.
Well, I went there over vacation.
That's where you spent some of your vacation?
Mm-hmm.
You turned it?
I went down there. No, I rode my bike down there. Die.
Were any of the other stations already there and operating?
Only the Merge was there.
The Merge?
I haven't been called that in...
What is it?
9 years.
They're the Zone.
The Zone.
No.
Only the Zone was there.
I-93.
Really? U-93? Mm-hmm.
No, I-93.
Oh. Yeah, they were there, and none of the other stations were there yet. But it's pretty nice digs down there at Victory Park. It's going to be good for the ticket. I'm glad we're moving. We've been here for 15 years or something.
I can't wait.
So tired of just seeing the same stuff day in and day out. And we're going to get the P1s involved when we move down to Victory Park. We're going to do some special things out there in that plaza. This morning show's committed to making the P1s even more involved in the station. So stay tuned for that. Another little cowboy quick hit. Now that we've got this season in the books, it was the lowest season attendance for the new Cowboy Stadium. The first year when they opened, they averaged 89,757 people a game. Then it dropped in year two to 87,047 a game. And then the average this year was 85,011.
That's a little that's a little misleading, because that first year they crammed 105,000 in to set the record, and then the fire marshal told them to never do that again. So the average is probably about the same for all 3 years.
Not enough to make Jerry think, wow, people are really bailing on this team.
Right.
That's still got to be leading the league, doesn't it?
Got to be.
I mean, it's the biggest stadium.
Outside of maybe Washington.
85,000.
Washington! So that's a sports quick hit for you. Some of the other things that you guys missed during vacation. You guys missed the big Dale Hansen Thank God for Kids thing. Did you hear anything about it?
No.
I watched it.
Did you watch it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did you come away with?
Yeah, I forgot about the end. It was pretty revealing.
Dale, on his annual Thank God for Kids, choked up. But he's done that before.
Right.
But this time he was choking up because he revealed that he was molested as a child.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
A guy who didn't follow through with it, you know, all the way, but was trying to, and then for some reason stopped.
Yeah, the story was that this Dale was like 10, and this boy was 16 years old, and he had Dale, I think, follow him on bikes. I think they were on bikes, and they went out into a field. And this kid had Dale's
pants down to his ankles.
Dale told this whole story.
Yeah. Yes, on Thank God for Kids. And then stopped after he had Dale's pants down. And Dale didn't ever
never
tell
told
anyone
anybody
about it.
Wow.
And Dale's like, man, I wonder, you know, me not telling any. He said if the kid had, you know, punched me in the face or stolen my bag or, you know, done something, you know, then I would have told someone. But here he does this, and I don't tell anyone, and who knows if that kid went over and did that to no telling how many other kids.
Wow.
That was pretty shocking.
Yeah.
Pretty shocking stuff.
Yeah. So
Deucey behind the scenes was talking about, man, I'm going to one-up him. Somehow I'm going to one-up him.
He was not saying that.
So how did he tie it up? How did he put a bow on it and say goodnight after that?
He said Merry Christmas and ended it.
Ended it?
Well, I mean, his basic point was that, you know, how many times has it gone unreported?
Yeah, it was
kind of done the Sandusky thing.
A tie-in with the Sandusky deal.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Also, I had a run-in with sports greatness that you guys missed. Did you hear about this?
No.
So I was cycling up in Plano, downtown Plano area, and I was looking for this Italian restaurant up there that someone had recommended to me, and I couldn't find it. Couldn't remember the name of it, so that was my problem, my biggest problem. So there was this kind of hunched over figure sitting on a park bench in downtown Plano as I'm biking past, and he's just sitting there with a hoodie on, smoking a cigar in the middle of the day. I thought, boy, that looks pretty beaten. But I figured, well, I'll go ahead and ask this homeless guy if he knows where the Italian restaurant is up here. Maybe he's, you know, dived in the dumpster back behind it. So I ask him, hey, do you know where the Italian restaurant is around here, sir? And he looks up and looks at me, and it's Don Nelson.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Crappy.
What was he doing out there?
I don't know.
Did he recognize you, or did he give you the Rick Carlisle treatment?
No, I said, oh, Coach Nelson, Gordon Keith from The Ticket. We do the morning show and everything. And he goes, oh. Yeah, how you doing? You still doing that? I said, yeah, we've been doing it, you know, close to 20 years now. Oh, he had no idea. I think he did not
know. That's really good.
Either he really faked it well, or truly, he just had no idea who we were. But how could he forget the ticket? We knew him pretty well,
yeah,
right?
He knows who we are.
Did he know where the restaurant was?
No.
I don't think he would.
Why?
Nelly knows where all the good spots are.
Huh.
You kidding me? Did you ever see him go through the post-game meal? Not the AAC.
But all right, let's do it.
He knows what good pasta is all about.
Hmm. So that was my run-in with sports greatness in an unusual setting.
You on a bike and Nelly on a park bench in a hoodie. I'll say that's unusual.
Smoking a cigar at like 11 in the morning.
For the casual sports fan observer who happened to be at that stoplight and glanced over, what a weird scene.
It's like Gordo and Nelly.
that just can't be right. Gordon on a bike, first of all. And
Nelly on a random park bench,
yeah,
looking
Nelly
homeless
and
giving him directions to a restaurant.
Go down there.
That night, he said, I saw two guys that looked just like Gordon Keith and Don Nelson.
So that was my run-in with sports greatness. Also, while you were gone, you guys missed this. I talked about it with the Deucinator, the Deuce Man. Did you see the video of the runaway golf cart at Cowboys Stadium for the high school championship game, whatever?
No, I just read about it.
You've got to see the video. Okay. It's the most wild-ass thing you've ever seen in your life.
Where'd it come from?
It comes from the end zone. It comes out of the tunnel from the end zone, but it's like when it starts off, it's one of those front seat, back seat carts, I think, too, you know, a big extended cart. When it starts off, it's going parallel to the end zone or across the end zone, right? Mm-hmm. And it just sort of, when it gets towards the goalpost, as it's approaching, it just kind of veers off to the right and goes straight down midfield. There's no one in it. And standing on the star is the coach of, I don't know, BFE, the BFE Trojans, whatever they are, the winning coach. And he's standing there talking to reporters, and this golf cart plows into that crowd.
Oh my gosh.
Like bowling pins.
Who was driving it?
There's some guy in the car. Oh no, the cart just picks up some guy.
Yeah, that's the coach.
Oh, that's
the BFE Trojans. Yeah. He falls into the passenger seat, into the floorboard, and he reaches over and starts trying to steer the thing with his left hand from the passenger seat. And then he ultimately decides, ah, F it, I can't control this thing.
Bails.
And he bails out the side as it's heading towards a group of orphans. So he jumps out of it. Finally, some stadium person jumps in and stops the cart. But he has to kick away what appears to be the thing that was jammed down onto the accelerator, like a pylon or something like this. I'm telling you, I don't know that they've ever, I haven't read any follow-up to figure out if they've investigated it and determined culpability.
Prank.
Somebody did that as a prank. That's what it looked like to me when I first watched it.
That could have been terrible.
Because it looked like somebody had jammed something down on the accelerator, and it had intended it to go across the end zone, not take a hard right into the orphanage.
Possibly somebody from the losing team?
What game was it?
Oh, help
say
me
on
out.
The,
Fernando, what is it?
It doesn't say.
Oh, okay.
I'll figure it out. I got it. You keep broadcasting.
Okay, and that is a lot of the things that I was talking about just recently were the things I said.
That happened while we were away.
Yeah.
All right, it was Houston area coach.
Houston area coach.
That's what the headline says.
Are they the Houston area Yellow Jackets?
Spring Decaney.
Yeah,
And they lost to, oh no, it happened when they beat Cibolo Steel.
Yeah, Bob.
Spring Decaney's head coach is the one that got run over. So maybe it was Cibolo Steel's prank.
Oh, I don't think that, but.
Well, you just said somebody did it as a prank.
AM radio. But guess who was on the call for that?
Craig.
Yes. The Craig Way.
It happened while they were on the air?
Yababab was on the mic when it happened. Let me see if I can bring up the audio for you, and you can enjoy it for yourself.
All right.
Here you go. This is secret audio of the hidden golf cart.
Hidden?
That is exclusive.
The mysterious golf cart.
To the mystery of the ticket on a. Do you notice how slow the internet is up here?
Yes.
I think it's because we're moving. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
No. Started for a second. Just hold on. It's
still
buffering and still buffering. What is that from? Buffering. It's still buffering. It's buffering. It was a sketch of some kind. All right. Let's take a listen to as much as we can.
We've had a disturbance down on the field. Where during the celebration, apparently one of the carts on the field apparently got.
It's buffering. It's buffering. And it's buffering. God almighty. You ought to see this little small YouTube gray wheel of death is just going around. So just creeping. All right, we can hear a little bit more now. Enjoy.
Loose, and there have been some folks, I think, injured in this, and you'll see.
Oh, my.
And that's...
And anyway...
Some guy says it reminds him of Madden 98 when the cart would run over the injured player. You
yeah,
remember that?
I remember that.
That was in Madden 98?
Yeah.
Why would they have that? Just to make it more kick-ass?
Yeah, I just add a little bit of nonsense to it.
Mm. All right, well... And also, did you see the story? You know, New Year's Eve, they always have people firing guns up into the air. That's a big deal. I know in my neighborhood, it's especially common.
Did we get away with it this year? No one do it this year?
No. No, people did do it this year. I don't
Keep
know
going.
How to answer it. Anyway, there was a woman in Pleasant Grove, a lady, a young female, who had shot baby out of her. She was nursing her baby sitting on a bed when a bullet comes down through the ceiling and bounces off the bed beside her.
And kills them both?
It bounced off the bed next to her.
No, she lived to tell the tale. She told about the bullet and everything. She did not explain, however, how this baby got inside her.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
which, to me, it's like, isn't that a detail that's kind of important to the story?
Aren't you sensing?
I mean, otherwise, how are we going to believe you?
Aren't you sensing it was an unnatural position?
What? What do you mean?
That she took.
That she took when? When the bullet came through the ceiling?
No.
Position against gun control? Or
no, what? When the baby was first introduced to her system.
Ew.
You guys clearly.
I'm going to start using that as a pickup line for women. I want to introduce a baby into your system.
You've had 2 weeks to grow up.
Into your system.
That made a damn bit of difference.
It took courage to say that, Craig.
Thank you, Ty.
No, it didn't.
I don't like that. Yeah, how did this mommy get a baby in her system?
Right. That's the real question.
I mean, think about it. You get clogged up with a baby, and then at some point you have to, I guess, go to a potty or... How do you
All
get...
Right, that's enough.
How does the...
We've had enough
are you saying here that the... The trauma of the bullet coming through the roof caused her to expel the child?
Yes, and she immediately had to breastfeed it to make it be alive some more.
I'm going to go ahead and move studios, and I'm just going to wait for y'all over there.
To make it be alive some more.
See, I'm going to victory.
No, you're not allowed to leave, George. Sit down. No, you're not going to victory yet.
And we're talking sports.
Don't let that be your...
You're not talking sports right now.
We are.
Yes, we are.
I'm going to victory.
Anyway, so the mother and child are okay, but...
That's the story.
Yes, but people are firing guns into the air still on New Year's Eve.
That's amazing.
Yes. Why haven't people gotten the message that that's dangerous?
It's the same reason people haven't gotten the message that you don't drive 50 in the left lane. The message, we can't get it out enough. People just don't... I would say the vast majority of the population...
What's that, Ty?
...misses these very simple messages.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, Ty's saying that we don't get the message out in English? That's what you're... I don't know about that, Ty.
This is...
Why are you dragging me into this? I'm just sitting over here.
That's what you typed into our screen, and I don't know about that, Ty.
Don't blame me.
You're saying that only Hispanics do both of these things? Only Hispanics, you're saying?
Don't drag me
Drive
into this.
Drive slow in the fast lane and shoot guns in the air on New Year's?
Don't drag me into this.
By the way, there was a little quick hit that the this was the best Christmas for gun sales in the history of the world.
Really?
Yeah. Gun sales were through the roof, and the biggest purchase date was, I think, December 23rd. People getting their gun on right before Christmas.
Panic shopping.
Panic shopping. For the person who's hard to please, get them a Glock.
Yeah, just get them a gun.
Gun sales were through the roof, and sadly, so were bullets.
Oh, nice way to wrap it up.
Cheap.
In this case, taking two lives.
News anchor.
Did you guys watch Big D NYE? Did you support me?
I wasn't in town, or I would have.
I did watch some of it. And I saw the opening. I thought that was funny. How'd you get on the set of Entertainment Tonight?
So they're promoting
the... I missed
that
part.
I was promoting Big D NYE.
I saw the uncomfortable car giveaway where none of the key fobs worked.
Why is that happened last year, didn't it?
Wait, wait. What do you mean none of the key fobs work? We have five key fobs, five contestants. They go up and select one of the key fobs, and if yours is the one that, you know, opens the door,
but the last
you're in the
person car. Didn't try it. It that probably didn't work either. So it was.
I hit the key fob the last person, and it went off.
Didn't you have a problem with the car giveaway last year?
No, it was a couple years. Last year, a woman won it, and she jumped up in my arms, which was awkward. But then, like, the year before that, or maybe 2 years before that, I wasn't the one doing the car giveaway. It was Rob, the guy that used to be on Good Morning. I think he's still on Good Morning Texas. Good Morning Texas, is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah.
Good Morning Texas. And he had a heavyset gentleman that got into... That was when he actually had to get inside the car and turn the key. And somebody had put the seat way up. And he gets in the car.
Somebody's Gordo.
And he couldn't start the car. His key wasn't the right one. And then he couldn't get out of the car.
He got stuck
Jaws behind the steering wheel. Yeah, we almost had a Jaws of Life, our free giveaway car. Because this guy couldn't get out of it. He was so heavy set.
Mm.
And someone before him had basically done the unpardonable sin that my mom was guilty of throughout my whole childhood. Your mother just jams this seat up into the steering wheel and then doesn't put it back.
Was it jam-packed down there?
Yeah. It had been 50,000 people down there, something like that.
Wow.
40,000. It was really crowded. Yeah, and in that opening piece that you mentioned, Giorgio, you got to see Pete Delkus in his underwear.
Yeah, that was funny.
And Pete Delkus making what appeared to be pot references.
You wrote that clearly. What did you say to Shelley Slater? About what was on her bed?
What do you mean?
About what she was eating?
Beef tips?
Before that.
I just said some unfeminine food or something like that.
Oh, okay.
That was a panic. That we had to shoot like...
2 minutes before?
Yeah, like 50 minutes before the show we had to shoot it and then it aired. So it was panic just trying to come up with any possible shtick.
That's good. That's good that they still have you on that.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't know. I thought by now you would have...
It's like a ringing endorsement of my work.
By now you would have barbecued something down there where they wouldn't have you back.
Oh,
all right, Gordo, thank you.
Happy New Year. Glad to be back on the air.
P1. Sorry.
Ow!
That's the corner, 9:35 on the...